Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park with training camp right around the corner. Everyone should be excited for that. We here at VEN hope you had a great 4th of July holiday. Now let's get to work with some questions and answers. The first question comes from Andrew. With Cordarrelle Patterson stepping up this offseason, what are his strengths that he brings to our offensive arsenal? This is an interesting question because it's all been about, is Cordarrelle going to be a factor this year? Well, we don't know that, but we do know what Cordarrelle does well, and that is make plays after the catch. He is dangerous once the football is in his hands. No better illustration of that than what he does as a kickoff returner for the Vikings. He's the best kickoff returner in the NFL for my money. But he's also a big-bodied receiver that provides the quarterback a big target. He could be a great threat in the red zone, and you have to love his versatility because you can line him up outside, you can line him up in the slot, you can motion him. Heck, you can even line him up in the backfield and hand him the ball or pitch him the ball because he can make plays that way as well. Our next question comes from Randy. I love the upside of our wide receivers. Do you agree? Yes, I do agree. I love this group of receivers. I know there aren't a bunch of superstar type players or names, but what you have to love about this group is they are versatile. Guys like Jarius Wright, Adam Thielen, Charles Johnson, even Laquon Treadwell. You can line them up outside. You can line them up in the slot, just like Cordarrelle. You can motion them. And a lot of the guys who play receiver for the Vikings right now, they can help on special teams. Adam Thielen is a core special teams member. Stephon Diggs could be a shifty returner. So I love the versatility of these guys, and I love the way they can help on special teams as well. Chris from Utah has the next question. If you had to list the most important trait for a quarterback to possess, what would it be? I would go with decision-making. A lot of physical traits will come and go as a player progresses in his career. But decision-making, that should never leave you. I think decision-making is the most important trait for a quarterback to possess. He must take care of the ball. He must know where receivers are going to break open. And he must have command of the offense. The Vikings are in good shape because I think Teddy is a great decision-maker. The next question comes from Dalton. I know it's too early to tell right now, but from your perspective, who would be the best safety to start next to Harrison Smith? Well, this is going to be a position to watch in training camp. A great position battle will unfold among a pretty good group of players, including a free agent signing in Michael Griffin. But I like the incumbent, Andrew Sendejo, right now. He started 13 games at safety next to Harrison Smith for a defense that ranked number 5 in scoring last year. So I love the synergy between Harrison and Andrew Sendejo. I love Sendejo's toughness. His background as a special teams ace coming up in the NFL helps him be a physical, tough, and productive player as a defender. So right now, the favorite has to be Andrew Sendejo, but this is a competition that will wage all through training camp in the preseason. Blake from Fargo, North Dakota has the next question. Do you think Kentrell Brothers will fill in for Chad Greenway and get some playing time during the regular season? Well, I like what the Vikings have in Kentrell Brothers. He is a rookie linebacker that was drafted this year out of Missouri, the leading tackler in the country last year. So obviously, he knows how to find the ball and tackle the ball carrier. He was a productive player. But the Vikings are very deep at linebacker. The top three from last year return. Plus, you have a guy like Edmund Robinson, who's in his second season right now, and the team likes him a lot. They signed Emmanuel Lemur from Cincinnati, a guy that Zimmer has some familiarity with when he was a coach with the Bengals. So it's a very deep position. I can't say that Kentrell Brothers is going to get a bunch of playing time on defense this year, but I do think he can help on special teams. The final question comes from Ruth in Lakeville. Which Vikings alumni would you most like to put on this year's roster to help put us over the top? A lot of good options to choose from here because the Vikings have such a rich history, but I'm going to go with the sure-handed Chris Carter. You put him in the slot in this offense and let all those other guys that we have at wide receiver right now rotate in and out of the slot but play on the outside, and I think you have a really good receiving core. I already like what we have, but you put Chris Carter in there, a bona fide Hall of Famer, and I think it's going to be really good for Teddy Bridgewater. He is sure-handed. He's physical. He's a great route runner. He's going to get open all the time for Teddy. Now, you could also go with a guy like Randall McDaniel at right guard, who may be the best right guard to ever play in the NFL. And you could put Paul Krause at safety. He's the all-time leader in interceptions in NFL history. That would help the Vikings defense create more turnovers. But how about having CC in this offense? That would be awesome. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We're going to be back next week with a training camp preview edition of the Pick Six. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And also stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings app, because we're going to have tons of great content coming to you between now and training camp. That will include interviews with Vikings assistant coaches as they catch us up on their specific positions and get us ready for training camp. Plus, PA and I have a bunch of Between the Lines off-season edition episodes that are going to be coming to you between now and the next couple of weeks. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Pick Six. Is my hair okay?
Yeah, whenever you want to start, go ahead.
Is my hair okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Three, two. 3-2.